Although these figures appear naked today, imagine them as they once looked. The large figures from West Mexico, painted with white and bright yellow, and the small figurines from Teotihuacan, elaborately dressed in feathers and cloth. Their eyes and mouths were likely painted or inlaid with reflective materials. The process of painting and dressing was meant to animate the objects with life force so they could receive the actual souls of ancestors or gods. Look closely at the two small ceramic figurines here. With mold-made heads and handmade bodies, they were mass-produced and found at ancient apartment compounds across Teotihuacan. Clothing and accessories such as headdresses and swords identified the figures as dancers, local leaders, or great warriors. Children used these figurines to reenact myths and epics, which emphasized the traditional gender roles. They were also important in healing rituals and ancestor veneration. The larger Nayarit figures located in the case near the door were discovered in shaft tombs, underground graves outfitted with items representing the dead's former social identity and everyday life. Notice the female figurine. The pot she holds associates her with the domestic realm. In contrast, the male figure holds a ball relating to a ritual ball game played by men. As the epitome of motherhood, the seated pregnant woman's position, solidly resting on the earth, emphasizes her relationship to fertility and her ability to create new life.